I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we've been stuffing squash in ourselves, and now we're going to switch to some peppers. Bell peppers are this time of year, too, right? We're talking about all the bounty of the garden right now and what to do with all this stuff, because it gets a little old if you're just slicing it and dipping it in ranch dip, you know? So you got to do something with it, and being grilling guys.
Isn't that the truth?
Right.
I mean, we've been spoiled with peppers for the last 10 years. You could get them all year round.
Right.
And they kind of, I mean, the red ones still get me excited.
Right.
But the green ones are, they're just kind of like for cooking now.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and don't forget to go to our Facebook page. It's The Grilling Guys. No, it's Facebook/ The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And our website is thegrillingguys.com. You can sign up for the podcast, and you can look up all these recipes we're doing. You can send a message to Randy and tell him, you know,
treat Bob better.
Don't wear yourself out on your honeymoon. Just stuff like that.
Right. We got all kinds of advice, and we'll take some too. So it's no big deal. But peppers, what are you doing with peppers? You know, you can. They're God's little cup. You whack the top off them, and you got a little cup there. Take some seeds out. You still got the little cup, and what you want to do is take your thin knife and slice off just a little bit on the bottom to flatten them so they'll sit on the grill. You don't want to open the cavity, right, because you want to pour stuff in there. And there's any number of things. Rice is good. Rice and cheese is good. I tend to make the, obviously, if you're going to do rice, make it ahead of time as per the box.
That's right.
And you can mix anything in you want with it, right? You mentioned Parkside Kielbasa. I've done breakfast sausage, cook-off breakfast sausage. Mix it in with rice, throw a little cheese and maybe some onion in with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mix that mixture up, pack it in a little ball, drop it down inside of there, level it off at the top, and then just put it on the grill on indirect heat. And that means heat one side, put your vegetables on the other, because if you're cooking them right underneath, they're going to burn up and they're not going to be good. You're going to get a hole in the bottom of them. But do it on indirect heat. You can do it on the smoker. You can do it on the cold side of your grill when one side's hot. But 35 minutes, you're going to get all that stuff on the inside warm. And then it makes a really cool little presentation, because you got a cup of food that's a natural edible cup that you can set on somebody's plate.
Absolutely.
So, love me some grilled stuffed peppers. Experiment with anything you want to put in there, because...
Yeah.
But always a rice, cheese, and meat mixture is good.
You know, and if you have some, something else I picked for, I was telling you I did chili with that brisket. I found some of my serranos are coming up.
Ooh, you can have those. Ugh, way too hot for me.
You think so?
They are for me. Serranos? Aren't they the little guys that are about the size of your pinky finger?
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
then I got the wrong pepper.
I think there's 150 different peppers.
Right, yeah.
So, no, you've had serranos, I'm sure. Because I put them in the chili when we do our cook-off.
Well, there's
they're
a lot
the
of things in that.
They're the big long ones.
Okay.
They're the big long
dark
ones.
Dark green?
They're like a, they're kind of like a, they taste more like a Anaheim, maybe, along that profile, Poblano, something like that. They're real nice. You could do something like that, a Poblano. It'd be wonderful, the stuff.
Right.
There's a different taste.
Right. Yeah. You go to a Mexican restaurant, oftentimes they are. Yeah.
So again, it's weird. I think the older you get, the more you enjoy just crazy vegetables that your mom could not get you to eat.
Right. Well, now you're that dad that's trying to get other people to eat them, right?
Well, plus, we put a garden in several years back, and we used to do one years ago, but, you know, you give up on it when you're coaching teams and running kids here and there. But in the last couple of years, we put in a new one, and I ran underground water to it, so it waters itself, which is really cool. So I don't have – all I got to do is weed it.
Right.
And if you put water into it, underground leakers, you're going to weed it more.
Right.
The weeds grow faster than your plants do. But so the thing that's crazy is, and my neighbors love this, our pickles are like 5 inches around. If you leave them out there very long, they get to be like dangerous.
Yeah.
So I'm going out there picking them when they're about 6 or 7 inches long, and they're still only about 2 or 3 inches around. So they're,
right.
So they're nice inside. If they get too big, they're mushy. And we get so many, you can't eat them. So I remembered years ago, Tony from my friend David Naderhaus, Naderhood's wife, Tony, she did that sun pickle recipe for us from Positive Chimney up in Cadillac. Tony, she's a doll. And I ate some of hers when I was doing an event up there with Rob Russell.
Right.
And I said, holy cow, these are great. I've never made dill pickles. And she goes, oh, this is so easy. It's ridiculous. You leave them in the sun for 3 days. I'm like, sure. She goes, yeah. So she gave me the recipe. It's posted on the Grilling Guys website. But it's really simple. It takes a little bit of alum, some white vinegar.
What is alum? I thought that was a short for aluminum.
No. It's if you ever used to cut yourself and you had a styptic pencil, your dad always used to have a styptic pencil that he would put on his face and stop the bleeding. I think that's got alum in it.
Okay.
So it does something to dry stuff up. I don't know, dries your face up. But a little bit of alum makes the pickles crispy.
Now, okay.
If you don't have alum and you want to make them crispy, you can also cut your pickles up and then layer them with sea salt and put ice on them and soak them for an hour or two that way. And not too much ice because you'll freeze them and then you ruined them. But ice and sea salt, it's weird. A little chemistry trick there. Granny taught us. And that'll make them real crispy too. But you get some pickling spice, hot peppers, dill heads. Hey, dill head, you listening? And some cloves of garlic. You put all this stuff together. Randy's not liking that comment.
No, I'm looking up alum, and it doesn't look like anything I want to eat. I'm just telling you that right now.
Well, you only put a half a teaspoon in.
Okay. All right.
Not a truckload. Anyway, the cool thing about this is you use those great big blue canning jars, if you have any, or any kind of big jars, and you fill it right to the top, and then you put a big, thick slice of rye bread on top.
What?
I know. And then you put foil over it. You set it in the sun for 2 to 3 days, max 3 days.
Does the rye bread suck up the mold or
no,
what?
No, it does some kind of trick. I don't know.
Bread or not?
No.
Oh,
okay. No, it disintegrates.
Fish it out of there.
It disintegrates.
So I made
some and then I left for up north.
Oh, so they were 8 day sun pickles.
They were 5, 6 day, all mushy. It's like chucked them.
Yeah.
So 3 days max.
So there's some pretty happy raccoons in Bob's backyard eating sun pickles.
Yeah. So if you're heading up north and you get off 131 and you're going to shoot up to Manistee on 115, about a mile up on the right is this place called Positive Chimney. Stop in there and see Tony. She's an absolute sweetheart, and tell her to teach you how to make sun pickles.
That's
She'll
right.
be thrilled to death. And buy a nice grill from Positive Chimney while you're there.
Right. And if you miss that exit, keep going up till you hit US 10 and go west a mile, and you can have some great barbecue and drinks at a place called Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Yeah.
And they're one of our newest sponsors, and we really appreciate these guys coming on board and supporting the Grilling Guys. But it's a wonderful place to eat and drink, and he's probably got some pickles up there, I bet, too, huh?
Well, that's actually south of 115, about a half hour.
Oh, you're right.
But that's okay.
Because that's the Reed City exit. My bad.
They're directly north and south of each other.
Right.
So if you're at one, you can head straight north. If you're at the other, you can head straight south.
Right.
And I bet you there's a little two-track that gets you there.
Right, yeah.
You might have to get a traveler.
If you're on your ORV or whatever it may be, right? But anyway, so yeah, those pickles, well, you'll have to give it a run again because they sound good. And if you can get them done right... another loaf of rye bread?
Yes, so. I'm going to pick up some rye and some dill today. My local Meijer store didn't have any dill or alum. Their spice rack has been decimated.
It sounds like you got to go to the pharmacy to get alum because it's got aluminum and potassium in it and all kinds of stuff. Maybe you got to go to the metal shop.
I might just do the trick with the salt, sea salt and the ice and see if that doesn't work.
Well,
and I might try the not
melt
leaving
the ice.
I might try the trick of not leaving them in the sun for 6 days.
Yeah. Coming up next, if you got some freezer venison, Bob's got an ID for you, and maybe a little garlic ginger steak. Ooh, that sounds good. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey. And we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. you know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.